And that brings us to today's last word in business, and it's a tongue twister, first in flight fight.
Anyone who's seen a North Carolina license plate knows the state proudly claims itself as the site of the first airplane flight. But this week, Connecticut said not so fast. The state passed a law declaring it was home to the first flight.
Connecticut's Governor Dan Malloy says photographic evidence proves German immigrant and Bridgeport resident Gustav Whitehead beat the Wright brothers into the air by 2 years. Of course, there doesn't appear to be much support for this theory outside Connecticut.
Except maybe in his homeland, Germany, where the town where he was born is now pushing to name the local airport after him.
You know, Renee, my wife says that Ohio actually deserves the credit for this because the Wright brothers, one of them was from Ohio. Both of them lived there for a while. I don't know how this will end.
Good for competition.
That's right. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. The engineering manager here is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Kurt Stoniker. Audio engineers include Stacey Abbott, Zachary Coleman, Brian Jarbo, Dennis Nielsen, Ted Mebane, Nathan Bark, Greg Gavin, Tom Marquito, Elizabeth Ackley, Renee Pringle, and Neil Tevault.
With Marcia Caldwell and Leo Delagula here at NPR West. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh.
And you'll be hearing a new title beside one very familiar name.
A big and warm welcome from all of us here at Morning Edition to our new executive producer, Tracy Wall. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.